As here we are with the Cover 3 Athletics, Whipple and City League football podcast, and it's the next episode. As right now we're talking about the Week 2 preview, as we're hours away from Week 2 officially beginning, as it's mid-September. Labor Day's come and gone, school's fully in session, it's fall time, even though it's still sunny and we enjoy the sunshine and the warm weather. But here we are, Week 2 of the football season, let's get into it. So Thursday night opener, Perry takes on Southmoreland. In this game, looking at it, both these teams, it's a momentum builder. It's a confidence builder. The Scotties are 1-1. They've played well both weeks. Of course, Anthony Governs at quarterback. They got some speedsters who are taking on bigger roles, trying to rack up wins, trying to build confidence, get better. At the historic Couple Stadium tonight, as this is Thursday afternoon as we're recording this, by the way. Well, on the other hand, Perry, they're trying to get the 2-0. Tyrese Fearbry is a superstar. But also, Perry, they're trying to rebuild the program and begin to get towards, you know, being competitive, being a city playoff team, and then just maybe, you know, getting the state playoffs in their classification and making a run at it. But again, this is a big momentum game. I like the Scotties. I think they just have a lot of speed on the outside. I think they put well enough football 2 weeks to go and get the win. But again, it's a confidence booster for both. Now, we're still a week away from conference play beginning, but city play does open up Friday night, the Friday slate. Brashear takes on Westinghouse. In this game, Brashear, they make the headlines, they got the stars, but for some reason, they're 0-2, they've struggled to score points, and it's just a matter of what are they going to put together on the field and find ways to win games. Westinghouse, two-time defending city champs, they have Key Marcello, Malik Harris, Jaron King. I mean, this team's loaded, they're hungry for more, and they've kind of become the crop of the city. I like Westinghouse to win this game, but it's a matter of, is it competitive? Is it a good contest, or is it going to be kind of a Westinghouse show? I think that's going to be telling going forward for both sides in city play. Speaking of city, Alderdice, they go to Altoona. This is a yearly matchup between these two teams. Of course, Alderdice didn't play in week one. They're back in action now. I look for the Dragons. Again, a stepping stone with a young group, you know, a mix of veterans and some young guys in big positions trying to step towards, and ultimately their goal, get back to the city title game and try to reclaim the championship. That's the thing there. Then University Prep, they'll go to Ohio to play Steubenville, who's a very strong team. So, again, it'll be a good challenge for U Prep and some of those boys. And then Carrick's supposed to go to Uniontown. Again, Uniontown lost to Perry. Carrick had to forfeit. We'll see, you know, get both programs that are independents trying to rebuild themselves. See what happens. Can Carrick snap its losing streak? Now about the Whipple. So these are all non-conference games, so we're just going to kind of go down the list, and when it's a big one, we'll talk about it in depth. If it's not a big one, we'll kind of run through it depending. So, Ambridge goes to Laurel. The Bridgers have a lot to rebuild. Laurel, two strong guys behind Luke McCoy and a veteran team at home. I like the Spartans big. Freeport hosting Aberworth. Freeport has high hopes this year. Aberworth, they are on a revenge tour. This could be a potential 3A playoff matchup. I like the Antelopes on the road. They've just been better the 2 weeks so far. But again, this is, I think, is a test for Freeport to measure how much of a contender they may be. Baldwin's at USC. Upper St. Clair, they're hungry after a frustrating week one loss. Baldwin's had a rough start to the season. I don't think it gets any easier. USC at home by a couple touchdowns. Beavers at Hopewell. Little neighborhood foes here. Beavers in 4A in the very tough Parkway Conference. Hopewell is in 3A, the Northwest 6, a very tough conference in its own right. Hopewell is a young team trying to rebuild. Beaver as well trying to turn the corner, but Weidringer, the best player on the field. But he's the best player on the field. At the end of the day, I think Beaver gets the win that they desperately need, coming back after missing week one, and they get the win there. The old Spear Falls game got waved off because of COVID concerns. And then speaking of COVID concerns as well, as the Elwood City Shenango game has also been called off due to COVID concerns there. So, Beaver Falls, Shenango both trying to find a game for this week. Maybe they'll play each other, who knows, but no word on that at this point. Hopefully everyone's okay and a speedy return to health. Benworth's at Frazier, the Bearcats, they're in rebuild mode. Frazier, a frustrating start to the season for them, a team that we thought highly of coming into the year, a team that had some veterans like Boggs and Dom Dawson back, expecting more. I think Frazier at home, you know, gets off some frustration, wins this game comfortably. North Catholic hosting Blackhawk. And this is going to be an interesting game because Blackhawk, they believe their players in the Parkway Conference as I do. They want a bounce back season. They have some big names like Lorenzo Jenkins, Carson Heckathorn, Carson Davidson, Zach Orrs. They got some dudes that can play. North Kalik, though, they're one of the contenders for the 3A title. They've been close so many times, come short. They got some ballers in Joey Prentice, Kyle Tipaninsky, Carson Laconi, to name a few. I think this is going to be one of the better games of the night. I think North Catholic at home is going to find a way to win this game. And I could see this game either being like a shootout that's just kind of back and forth and crazy, or it's going to be kind of a lower scoring game. I think it ends up being a shootout. I think both offenses have too many playmakers for it not to be. But I think the Trojans go with one or two more stops early on, and then it just kind of becomes a touchdown trading later. But I think North Catholic wins the game by 10 points. I think it's a shootout. They're kind of like a 46-33 vibe. Brentwood travels to Leechburg. Interesting game here. The Spartans, they've been doing pretty good this season. They've been competitive. They've kind of rebuilt their team behind Jason Keeb and company. Leechburg, I mean, you got Braylon Lovelace, Eli Rich, got Tommy Burke, Logan Klein. I mean, this team's a veteran team. They're ready to snap a playoff drought. I say Leechburg at home, and they've been lining up the scoreboard. This is the toughest team they've played so far, but I think they light up the score again. I think it's a shootout. I think we're going to see at least 75 points in this game. I like Leechburg to win, though. Burgettstown and Avella, boy, oh boy. In 2020, Burgettstown was struggling, and it was one of those surprises. Like, dang, what happened to them? Avella caught us by storm. Had a really good year. You turn the page of this year so far, 2 weeks into it. Avella's had a rough go of it. Burgettstown's are very good. The Blue Devils in the Big 7 Conference. Upset West Green last week. Avella struggled so far. I like Burgettstown on the road to win by double digits. Both 1A foes. Blue Devils, though, to win by a couple scores. Burrell at Highlands. A little bit of a neighborhood rivalry here. Burrell, you know, they've struggled, you know, the last year and a half. Just with, I guess, you know, trying to be competitive, turn the corner. Highlands, Chandler Timmons and them, my apologies. Timmons, I mean, this is a talented team that's kind of under the radar, that's hard to figure out in the greater Allegheny in Class 4A, but I think Highlands has the better of the two quarterbacks, so he's more experienced. You know, I think they have more talent across their team. I like Highlands at home by double digits. Cal's at Waynesburg. Waynesburg's trying to rewrite the program in 2A. Well, on the flip side, California's trying to win a third straight Tri-County South title. Trojans on the road, but don't be surprised if this game's closer than years past, or if it's a shootout. I like Cal to win this one on the road. We go up to the bigger schools. Kane and Mac at Bethel Park. The Blackhawks, they had a nice bounce back over Baldwin last week to get to 1-1. Kane and Mac, this is an experienced team that wants to make the playoffs in 6A. And I mean, if you make the playoffs, if you're 1-5, why not compete for a title? You might as well at that point, right? So I think this is a measuring stick game. Can Kane and Mac go on the road against a formidable opponent, play well, win the game? Or is it a case of the Blackhawks, again, a team that's experienced, has a deep junior class led by a couple talented seniors in Max Block, Troy Volpatti? Can they find a way to get a huge second win in a row to kind of build some momentum going towards, in a couple weeks, a very treacherous conference schedule in the Allegheny 6? In 5A. I'm going to say I like Bethel Park at home. I think this team is a little bit hungrier, and I just think that they need this game a little bit more. The big game that is on Friday Night Rivals, which is the Point 22, Central Catholic at Pine Ridgeland, a rivalry renewed, thank goodness gracious. But not the usual circumstances we're used to seeing. As the quarterback matchup, yeah, two new ones. Sophomore Payne Ware, who had a nice game a week ago, in his third start, coming to his third start of his sophomore season now. Cole Boyd, the senior for PR, had to wait his turn. He's taking the reins. But the Vikings are 1-1 after a loss to Harrisville. And Pine Ridgeland's 0-2 after losing to Harrisburg week 0. Wait, I misspoke. I'm sorry there. Central Catholic was defeated by Imhotep Charter in week 0. My apologies on that one. And then, of course, last week, Central Catholic rolled Penn Hills. PR lost a crazy heartbreaker to Seneca Valley. It's PR's home opener. But it's a matter of pressure starting to mount for the Rams. Because I kind of mentioned it in our week 1 recap podcast, but if you didn't check it out, go ahead, listen to it. It's available. But PR is 0-2. They host Central Catholic this week. They get USC next week, and then goes conference play. I'm just saying, pressure is mounting for the defending Whippy Olin State 5A champs here. And having such a guy like come into your backyard, I mean, wanting to talk about an opportunity to basically catapult yourself in the right direction, but at the same time, not the best time. Of course, the Vikings, they're hungry, they're ready, the rivalries are renewed, and this might be a case where CC flexes his muscles a little bit here to kind of, you know, take back a couple of the losses they endured over the last 6 years. I like Central Catholic on the road by at least 14 points. They're just playing better because they said Imhotep's absolutely loaded. That was a hard physical game, especially in week zero. You're going on the road. It's a rivalry. These guys want to prove a point for the Vikings. Pirateland, you know, they're not fully together right now. There's just a lot going on. And, of course, being 0-2, a lot's buzzing, as there already was. So I just think Central Catholic is going to win this one, and it may just be a blowout. Charleroi's at Manesson. Charleroi's trying to get back to its playoff self. Manesson's trying to rebuild the program. I like the Cougars on the road by double digits. Chartreuse Valley at Keystone Oaks. This is an interesting game. Chartreuse Valley's in 5A. Keystone Oaks is 3A. Char Valley, you know, they were in a playoff caliber matchup against Belle Vernon a week ago. Got crushed. Keystone Oaks has looked really good the first 2 weeks, and they're trying to, you know, new quarterback with the running duo Tyler Perry, Kevin Drew, Owen Minford's veteran receiver DB. They're trying to get back to the playoffs and kind of maintain that culture of the program that's becoming a thing, which is good, obviously. This one's interesting, and I'm going to go in an upset. I'm going to say KO wins at home. I think it's an upset. I think it's going to be a physical game on the ground, but I think KO is going to find a way to pull this one out in an upset. This one could be one of the better games of the night, too, low-key. Chartreuse Houston's at Mapletown. I'm picking Mapletown. I'm riding with the Maples. Landon Stevenson's the best player on the field. Again, they're in 1A, the Tri-County South. Could they do what Avella did a year ago? Mapletown, oh, gets overlooked a lot. Again, it's Tri-County South, I get it, but this team may have something special brewing with a nice group of veteran players headlined by the star junior in Stevenson. Sure, Houston's trying to rebuild its team. They have a nice core who's still trying to learn. But again, Maples at home squeaked this one out. I think one of those crazy scoring type of games. Claritons at Washington. This game was already interesting. Now it's even more so with Claritons having an 0-1 record after the stumble against Steel Valley a week ago. Wash High, it's redemption, revenge tour, whatever you would call it. I think Davon Fuse, Tayshawn Levy, and the Prexies are hungrier this year. They really want to prove a point. I think them at home is going to be a Claritons team that's a little bit banged up and a little bit wobbly after a surprising, just kind of uncharacteristic start to the season. I think Wash High at home wins this game, but it should be a very good game. I think it's going to be one of those kind of like 19-12 type of games. Derry's at Indiana. I like the Indians by at least 3 touchdowns. Derry's just a young team trying to rebuild. Indiana's got playmakers in Zach Harrington, Devin Flint, Rourke Jones, and I forget his name, but they had a receiver breakout. I think it's Wilson is his last name. I mean, I talked about them in the week 1 recap podcast. But again, this team, if Indiana's ever going to make the playoffs, let alone have a non-losing record, this is the year to do so. And again, this game you have to take advantage of. I think they do. I think we're going to see a mercy rule in this one. East Days at Steel Valley. Woo! This game got a little bit tougher than expected coming into the season. Steel Valley, they're riding high off of a nice momentum building week 1 upset. East Days been solid in 2 weeks. They're trying to piece together a couple talented veterans like Prayshawn Grainer, Robert Booker Washington, Mikey Smith, with a younger group of players. I'm going to go with Steel Valley for a home upset. I think the Ironman with the Burt brothers, running the offense, doing their thing. I just think Steel Valley's got a lot of momentum. There's some buzz around the program for the first time and seems like forever. I like them at home. Elizabeth Ford at West Mifflin. West Mifflin has been, you know, they've had a couple tough games. Elizabeth Ford's coming off a loss. But I think the Titans at home are due. Because you look at these matches, both teams like to run the football. EF has a stout defense. West Mifflin likes to spread out a little bit. And I just think West Mifflin, I think they're due for a win. They've been close. They've had a couple tough matchups. I think they will pull out this game at home. I think you're going to see something out of Tayshawn McMillan's going to be, you know, one of those eye-popping nights. Him or one of the Ogletree brothers. Four Cherries at Carmichael's. This one's an interesting game, and this one, because it's, again, it's a 1A matchup. it's not cars, it's going to get overlooked, but I think this is going to be one of the better games of the night. Fort Cherry's got a good team. Maddox Trushel is a dual threat quarterback. Dylan Rogers and D'Alessandro are two talented playmakers. Mitchell Cook's one of the, I mean, he's a very good linebacker, he's a veteran. Well, on the other side of it, for Carmichael's, Trenton Carter is a dual threat quarterback. It's put up numbers in 2 weeks already. I'm sorry, Trenton Stewart, my apologies, too many names. Trenton Stewart's quarterback, Trenton Carter is the quarterback, Michael Stewart's his top playmaker, I'm sorry for that. But again, these two are one of the better dynamic duos in 1A. They're veterans, they're both seniors, so the quarterback, Trenton Carter, his playmaker, Michael Stewart. I think Carmichael's has a little bit better of a defense at home, finds a way to win this game. And this one could be, again, 70-80 points in total. You have Fox Chapel at Plum. Both teams are in desperate need of a good performance, let alone a victory. Someone's going to get a victory, just a matter of what it looks like. I think Eric Moore, the running back for Plum, is the best player on the field. They're at home. Logan Brooks isn't too bad himself for the Mustangs. I think they find a way to win. But again, this is just one of those desperation games. And again, it's a non-conference game. It's week two. But going forward, you need to get some momentum back. This is how you do it, or at least a way to do it. Franklin Regals at Hemfield. This was an interesting game. Interesting one, because Hemfield, they struggled for 3 quarters in week zero before they pulled out in the fourth quarter to beat Greensburg-Salem. They go against Penn Trafford and get smacked. Franklin Regal, Caden Smith, and then looked really good in week zero. Last week, not so much. Which are we going to see from each? Franklin Regal has been the better team over the last 20 years. Hemfield's trying to again fix its program. They're still at home. I'm going to go Caden Smith and the Panthers on the road. I think Lance Gensay is doing something good. This team's going to be competitive, and they're going to win this game. Freedom at Quaker Valley. Freedom, I think, is the better team. They got the better player. And Josh Pale. Bulldogs win this one, but it's going to be one of those lower scoring type games, I feel like. And Quaker Valley, I mean, how they've struggled offensively the last 2 weeks, you just can't pick them until they start producing points, moving the ball. Gateway's at Penn Hills, a rivalry renewed again. Penn Hills, how do you respond after it's had to be a frustrating loss against Central Catholic? Gateway, on the other hand, talk about frustrating at home, losing a TJ. At the end of the day, Gators have more talent, they're more experienced, and they're going to be more pissed off about losing than Penn Hills to Central Catholic, just because Gateway at home against TJ in a primetime game was expected, you know, against, and they even debuted their Jordan uniforms. Yeah, I think there's just more anger behind there, more motivation. Again, two great coaches, Don Hall, Dr. John Lindon here, but I think Gateway goes on the road, pulls out this game. This one, again, is potentially one of the better games of the night. But again, both teams do need a bounce back. Greensburg, Central Catholic, and Apollo Ridge. I'm going to go GCC. I think they have a little more talent, a little more experience. Apollo Ridge, they've absolutely struggled in 2 weeks. They have some young guys that are going to be fun to watch, and as they grow the next year or two, it's going to be fun, and this team will be back. I think it's more of a rebuild year in 2021 for them. Greensburg, Salem's at Mount Pleasant. Golden Lions got to be feeling good. They finally got number 701. Mount Pleasant, though, I mean, they're thinking, let's go back to the playoffs and do some more damage. I like where the program's at. I like where the mindset's at. Aaron Alaskan's a bad boy. The Vikings have something special going. It's low-key. It's blue-collar. It's physical. It's dirty. It's not sexy, but it sure is working. I like Mount Pleasant at home to keep building it. Jeanette's at Ligonier Valley. Ligonier Valley's a veteran team. They've looked good. They just beat Elizabeth Ford. They're at home. I like them to win this game. I'll just keep it simple as that. Jefferson Morgan at Cornell. JM's totally rebuilding. Cornell, they went through that a year ago. Raiders at home by at least 2 touchdowns. Kiski area at Latrobe, a neighborhood rivalry here. I'm going to go Kiski. They got the better defense. Calvin Heinle's a beast, and he's the best. I think he's the best player on the field. You got the dynamic quarterback of LeBron Smith, Logan Johnson, who can move around. You got the linebacking core. You got the star lineman. Latrobe, they're kind of in a transition of not rebuilding, but they need to retool. I like Kiski to win this game and put up at least 30 points. Knock at Deer Lakes. Again, one of those desperation games. Both these teams trying to respond after rough 2020s and rough starts to 2021. Deer Lakes is home. They have some pieces back that I like. And I was high on them. I was high on them in terms of being a playoff team coming into the season. Knock, they're in a tough conference. They need this game more to try to build momentum. But I think Deer Lakes at home wins it. But this is one of those coin flip games. Lower Highlands at Brownsville. Ronnie Gallagher is playing. The Mustangs are looking good, and they have a 1-2 punch with Gallagher and Eric Allen. They win this game, and it's going to be a mercy rule. That's my call. McGuffey at Starrocks. And this is a nice little two-way matchup here. This is a playoff primer. Both teams are defending conference champs. Both have high aspirations this season. McGuffey, though, got surprised early in the season. Starrocks, yeah, they just hung up 82 points. Starrocks, home opener, loaded with talent. A lot to love about Leroy's squad. They win this game by, I'm going to say, at least 17 points. And McGuffey's a good, solid team. I just think Starrocks is just that much better and how good they are. McKeesport and Armstrong. This one's one to circle. You have arguably the best quarterback in the Whippy Ole and Caden Olsen, the talented junior for the Riverhawks, who's slaying it. And some guys have already emerged to kind of pick up the passing game role. The defense has been solid. But McKeesport, a huge win on last Saturday over Woody High. And they look great. Bobby Boyd has broken out as a junior 2 games into the season. The triple option's a thing. Now, granted, Caleb Rice, he might miss this game due to the injury he suffered on Saturday. There's nothing major as far as I know. But, of course, the senior, Jake Miller, who's a transfer from Plum, stepped in, aired it out a little bit. He's a veteran. He's taken snaps. Not a bad situation to have as a backup quarterback there. So I don't think it's going to be a huge... I mean, Rice is a really good player, don't get me wrong. But, again, when you have a senior who started at Plum as a sophomore and he's been around for 3 years, you know, not a bad situation entirely. I just think McKeesport, the run game with the defense, if they can throw the ball a little bit, is going to go on the road and win this game by at least double digits. Nothing against Olsen. I just think McKeesport's a better team. North Allegheny's home to take on Mentor, Ohio. Tigers, they don't get embarrassed too often. That's what happened last week. This week, they're back home. I think they step it up, get a win, and I think they'll win the game. Don't know much about Mentor, to be honest with you, but I think he's going to find a way to rebound and win. Woody High hosts Moon. This was a conference game a couple years ago when they originally aligned things to 6 classes. Now it's not, as Woody High's in the Big East, Moon's in the Allegheny 6 and 5A. But this is a playoff type of matchup. Moon's looked really good, and they've absolutely been dominant and physical through 2 weeks. Woody High, they went toe-to-toe with McKeesport. They were just a failed conversion away from winning that game. So don't let the 1-1 record stall you. In this matchup, Deontay Williams is the best player on the field. He belongs to Woody High. It's in the Wolf Arena. But Moon's a senior-laden team. They've been through the ringer. They surprised everyone as sophomores. They went through the ups and downs of a tough junior year. Now they're seniors. We picked them to win the Allegheny 6. I'm high on them. I think Moon as a team is going to find a way to win this game just by playing physical game management control football. Woody High, again, they have the game breakers, and this is going to be a fun game to watch. Could be the game of the night, but I think Moon goes into the Wolverine just like they did a couple years ago, wins what's going to be kind of one of those like 19-14 type of games. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game again, and Moon's just going to find a way to win. But I do think really quick, though, that Woody High is going to be a confidence booster. Frustrating, but it's going to be a positive before it's going to build them up going forward. Mount Lebanon's at Peters Township. And again, Mount Lebanon, I think Mount Lebanon's had the funnest, but also a very challenging schedule through 3 weeks. Because they renew rivalries with Bethel Park, USC. On the road at home, they win both respectfully by 20-plus points. Now you go to Peters, which is going to be a hostile environment. It's going to be a fun game. The lights are going to flash. Peters is 2-0. They've looked really good. And Peters Township, new faces have emerged to carry the program where they've gone into. So give TJ Fleck and them plenty. TJ Pluck, my apologies. But TJ Pluck and them plenty of credit for what they've done in Peters Township over the last 6, 7, 8 years. Because Pluck's built an absolute power of a program. And these guys, and they've reloaded, they've proved it. But Mount Lebanon, Bobby Palka, who has experience from his West A days, I think Mount Lebanon is more experienced. They're humming at a little bit higher of a level. I think they're going to find a way to out-duel Peters, what's going to be a shootout. But again, a heck of a measuring stick for both teams that are thinking championship in 2021. Newcastle's at Mars. Interesting game here. Mars has not looked really good in 2 weeks. Newcastle's banged up, but they dominated a Quaker Valley team last week that needs to. Mike Wells, hopefully coming back soon. But I like the Red Hurricanes on the road to make a statement. I just think Newcastle is the better team. They have more talent. They have more experience. And Morris seems a little bit confused on offense. Norwin's at Connellsville. The Knights came away with a win last week. I can do so again this week. Both programs trying to rebuild. I think Norwin's a little bit farther along, a little more talent. I like them to win. Penn Trafford at Belle Vernon. Talk about a non-classification clash. But Penn Trafford, one of the top teams in the Big East, one of the 5A contenders. Belle Vernon on the other side of it. You know, again, we picked them to win the Big Eight. They're certainly one of the contenders there, as well as in 4A. Star power, Caden Yakimeli, Devin Whitlock, Quinton Martin, Declan Ocholeski. I mean, star power is there. The matchup, this is going to be a really good game, really high profile. The only knock on is that it's non-classification. So in terms of playoffs and everything, yeah, not going to hurt either side. But this is just a fun matchup, two good teams. Confidence booster for sure going forward. Because like I said, Belle Vernon has to deal with TJ McKee's point in their conference. And the caliber is the same here. Or Penn Trafford, obviously Gateway and Woody High are their top contenders in the Big East, let alone the rest of 5A. So, again, this is a measuring stick, confidence booster. I'm going to say Penn Trafford on the road finds a way to win this game, but this one could be a wild type of shootout, which will be fun, obviously. Ringgold's at South A. I'm going to go with the Rams. I think Ringgold, I like what they've done in the first 2 weeks. I love the story of the rebuild that Dorman Manges is doing. These seniors who have been through a lot of losing the last couple years, it's hard not to root for them. I want to see Ringgold win, I'll be honest. Nothing against South A at all. Absolutely nothing against them. They're a very talented team. Got some D1 caliber prospects. But again, they've struggled in 2 weeks. I like Ringgold on the road. Rochester and Mohawk. Rochester is thinking championship. I like the Rams to run through that one. But Mohawk, don't overlook them, though. They got a couple of talented players that can make this one complicated. Sarah Kalik's at Imani Christian. Sarah Kalik, they're loaded. Imani's small roster, trying to rebuild. Sarah by at least a couple touchdowns. Shaler at Hampton, the rivalry here. Shaler's 2-0, Hampton's 2-0. And, yeah, you see these two matchups, you really don't get to say that too much. They both have winning records and are undefeated. 3-0's at stake. Hampton's at home. We picked the Talbots to win the Greater Allegheny in 4A. Both are great stories. Hard not to like either one, but I'm going to go Hampton at home. Finds a way to squeak this one out. Good test for both sides. TJ hosts Lafayette. The championship lineage here would be a joy to look at. Probably could pass some time looking at it from the last decade or so, let alone all the star players and records and accolades that both these programs have achieved. South A is now in 5A, though, so again, it's a non-class matchup. But TJ, they always want to prove a point, and much respect to it. Jaguars at home. I think they're going to make a statement and win this game by a couple touchdowns. South Fats looked really good in the first 2 weeks as well. But by far, this is their toughest competition on the road. Still a young team trying to grow. But again, for South Fayette, though, honestly, if you can pull the upset here, talk about a catapult going forward into that tough Allegheny 6 schedule. And again, you know, compared to the other 5 and then the Allegheny 6, TJ is pretty much the same level. So, it's a good measure stick right now where they're at. Southside Beaver at New Brighton. I'm going to go to the Rams. I think they're the deeper team. They're going to play sound football, run the ball. Trinity's at York. York's had up and down. Trinity, they lit up the scoreboard. I think the Hillers light it up again, but this time around on the winning side. Union's at Neshanuk, Cameron Owens is the best player on the field. They got the defense. I like them to win the game at home. Valley's at Shadyside Academy. I like Shadyside. I think they just have a little more talent across the boards. But again, talk about a game that both teams need early in the season. West A's at Montour. Kind of a neighborhood clash here. Not neighborhood clash, I'm sorry. Kind of like an old rivalry from the old AAA days. West A with Gavin Miller that offense. Chaseon Spencer's best player on the field. West A's going to light the scoreboard again. It's a matter of how much. But I think they don't have much trouble against a younger Montour team. Now, West Green at Beth Center. West Green, how do they respond after a disappointing Week 1 loss? They're 0-2. They need this game. I think Corey Wise, Colin Brady come out and make a difference. The Pioneers get in the win column finally. And then the highlights, or at least one of them tomorrow night, North Hills hosting Seneca Valley. The old Northern 8 days from the old Quad A days renewed. So, I mean, both teams coming off big Week 1 wins. You look at this matchup, a lot of intrigue. A lot of unknown becoming quickly known as these guys are stepping up and making plays. Of course, we've watched North Hills and Seneca Valley the last 2 weeks, so we've got to see it firsthand. I just think, look at this matchup. It's at Mariela Stadium. There's a lot of history here. And back in the old Quad A days, this was always a toss. This was always a hard-fought game that would go either way. The winner usually would finish, you know, third or fourth place. The loser would probably be in fifth. And that's how you would end up going in the playoffs. This time around, honestly, North Hills and 5A. But the way things are playing out, maybe they can get a conference championship this year. It's not so crazy to think about what we've seen so far. It really isn't. On the other side of it, Seneca Valley, they're thinking, hey, we have a chance in this thing in 6A. And there's a lot of excitement buzzing around, especially with how they walked it off last week. I think, though, Mariela Stadium is a special place to play. It always is. Very well could host the 6A title game again this year. I'm going to say this. Seneca Valley tasted a really physical football game in Week 0 and lost. They were in another physical game last week, and they won. And they were the more physical team. And again, their backs were up against the wall. And, you know, guys stepping into bigger roles. Graham Hancock, Brandon Ross, Luke Lawson. When it mattered, all stepped up and made plays. When it mattered, the O-line blocked and executed. North Hills looked really good with defensively. Liam Tracy, John Green, and of course their star, their superstar, Robert Dickerson. With all that being said, I think this is going to be the best, one of the best games of the night. It's going to be a hard-fought game. You're going to see, I think you're going to see both teams score in the 20s. I think Seneca Valley is going to find a way to win this game. I think they go on the road. They build up the momentum. They stay humble. They have to fight for it, but I think they're going to have a lead in the fourth quarter. And I'm going to say the defense comes up with a stop late in the game to hold on. But of course, Dickerson, he's a game-breaker. John Green is a really good quarterback. Two starts in due his junior year. This is going to be an entertaining game, but I think both these teams do have a chance to do something special in the bigger picture of the 2021 season. And on Saturday, there are five games listed. Springdale's at Summit Academy. The Dynamo should roll. Just a matter of how long it takes them. South Park's at St. LaSalle. I mean, both these programs looking for a win. South Park, more higher expectations. They need the bounce back game. I think they get it. Carleton's at Riverview. Both programs are good. I'll go with Riverview for a home upset. Northgate's at Canavan at 7 o'clock Saturday night. Canavan's trying to be a playoff team and kind of build the culture. Northgate, they got a win, trying to rebuild the program. I think Canavan, more talent though, more experience at home, wins. It could be kind of one of those crazy, wild scoring games. And Western Beaver hosts Riverside. Western Beaver's more talented. They're more experienced. They're playing better football. I like the Golden Beavers at home. So that ultimately is the Week 2 preview. I just want to make this out there. As there is no favoritism, no bias. We don't hate anybody. We're just having fun talking with Buell and City League football. So please, nobody get offended by any predictions or picks. We're just having fun talking football. And, you know, honestly, at the purest level, when it's at high school, when it's fun, it's about community, it's about friendship, it's about trying to represent where you come from and where you grow up. So that's what it's about. So with that being said, check out our website, cover3athletics.wixsite.com/WestPA, and it's cover, the number 3 athletics in the address bar. There you can find scoreboard, scores, standings, our weekly power rankings that we've updated, so check them out, get your opinion on it. We can find our podcast, which is this one, as well as the previous ones, as every week we'll have a recap to talk about what happened the previous Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then we'll have the weekly preview where we break down and talk about what's going into the new week of the season, as well as kind of some storylines or eye-poppers that have happened, and just kind of talk about it, air it out, as well as other like player interviews or spotlights or other fun things we do is on the podcast. You can hook up. It's called Brent Terra's World of Sports. It is our side sports blog that has articles highlighting players or things going on in the Whippiole football as well as other sports. And then check it out. Of course, our 2021 season guide, which is 100% free, available PDF, is on the website as well. So check it out, guys. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok for more. Hope you guys enjoyed this, and we'll see you guys next week, wherever you're going. Friday night, enjoy yourself, enjoy the game, be safe, be smart, enjoy yourselves over the weekend, and we'll talk next week. Take care.